5 months into the U.S.-Iran conflict, and this morning's statement from Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi may be the clearest signal yet that we are nowhere close to resolution. Araghchi said explicitly that Tehran will not enter direct negotiations with Washington while the U.S. is in breach of the interim agreement signed in Islamabad back in June. He confirmed that communication is still happening, but only through intermediaries, meaning the two governments are essentially passing notes through third parties rather than sitting at a table.
What makes this so complicated is that the breach Araghchi is citing isn't just procedural. From Tehran's perspective, the U.S. agreed to specific conditions in Islamabad, likely around sanctions relief timelines or certain military posture changes, and Washington hasn't delivered. So Iran's position is, why would we negotiate a new deal when you haven't honored the last one? That's not an unreasonable negotiating stance. Even if the demands Iran issued separately this week are another matter entirely.
Those demands are worth spelling out because they reveal how far apart the two sides actually are. Tehran called for lifting the naval blockade entirely, ending all sanctions, and paying war reparations. Reparations. That's not a negotiating position. That's a maximalist opening bid from a government that, according to officials speaking privately, is facing genuine economic freefall. Iranian inflation has reportedly accelerated dramatically since the Hormuz closure disrupted the country's own oil export revenues.
And here's the cruel irony. Iran closed the strait to inflict economic pain on the West, but the strait closure also traps Iranian oil inside. Western oil majors are actually reporting their strongest refining profits in years, precisely because that supply disruption is being passed to consumers. Airlines are scrambling for jet fuel. Refining margins that typically run at a few dollars per barrel are running at multiples of that. The people profiting from this standoff are Chevron, Shell, Total Energies, not Iran.
The U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve, sitting at a 43-year low, amplifies all of this. The SPR was built after the 1973 oil embargo, specifically so the U.S. would have a cushion during supply shocks. Using it down to its current level means the buffer that was supposed to absorb exactly this kind of crisis is significantly diminished. Congress is going to have very pointed questions about how we got here.
Meanwhile, the Pentagon is now ordering defense manufacturers to accelerate weapons production because 5 months of active conflict has genuinely depleted stockpiles. Democratic senators are publicly pushing to end the war for exactly this reason, not primarily on humanitarian grounds, though that's part of it, but because they're looking at the military readiness numbers and finding them alarming.
And inside the White House, the Vance Rubio rift that's been simmering for months has deepened into something that looks like a genuine strategic impasse. From what's being reported, J.D. Vance and his camp favor negotiating a face-saving exit, accepting something short of Iran's maximalist demands, but getting the strait reopened. Rubio and the Hawks want to press for a more decisive military outcome before any diplomacy. Neither camp has won the argument. And that internal paralysis is visible to everyone, including Tehran, which has every incentive to wait.
Governor Newsom is also now publicly challenging Trump's repeated claims that a Hormuz deal is imminent. Newsom posted video evidence on X showing the waterway remains closed, calling out what he described as a pattern of misleading statements about how close a resolution actually is. That's a significant escalation of domestic political pressure on a foreign policy crisis.
And then there's the Mojtaba Khamenei dimension. Iran released what it described as rare footage of the Supreme Leader this week, the first footage since he assumed power in March. The footage is undated, which is itself telling. Israeli media and opposition sources are claiming Khamenei is hospitalized. If there's genuine uncertainty about who's actually making decisions in Tehran right now, that adds a layer of unpredictability to an already volatile situation.
One more piece of this. A sanctioned Russian shadow fleet tanker is actively sinking off the coast of Oman right now, spreading oil into waters already strained by the conflict. It's a reminder that the secondary effects of this crisis on shipping, on the environment, on international maritime law are compounding by the week.